Freedom Scientific has just released its new Focus line of Braille displays, and to tell us about them, we're joined by the product manager for Focus, Frank Isaac from Freedom Scientific. Frank, thanks for joining us on Main Menu. Now, people may have seen reference to the Focus when they've been looking at later versions of JAWS, but let's start at the beginning and talk about what Focus actually is.
Okay, well, Focus is a is Freedom Scientific's newest line of refreshable Braille displays. As you know, we now produce the Power Braille series, and it was time to somewhat modernize the series and put in some of the features that were necessary to meet current computing needs with a new line of Braille displays.
What's the incentive to produce new Braille display technology, given that Braille display technology is very expensive, and I presume, therefore, the take-up of Braille displays is quite low? You mustn't sell too many units, I guess.
We actually sell a fair amount of Braille displays. They are used in quite a few areas. They're used in areas such as call centers. We have a lot of government agencies that utilize Braille displays. In some cases, it's because what is necessary is an efficient method of accessing information that doesn't actually store the information. This was something that was important for some of the agencies that we worked with, where they don't want client records leaving facilities. So in order to use something that that provides efficient tactile access to information was important to them.
Now, that's a fascinating comment. So the fact that there is no storage built into Focus is actually considered a feature in itself.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. And I guess there's a huge market for these kinds of products in European countries, particularly some of the Scandinavian countries where everybody seems to have a Braille display.
In some cases, yes. And we know that countries such as Norway purchasing quite a few Braille displays because the government sees the need for them and assists users in purchasing them.
It's not unusual for some kids in those countries to have one at home and one at school.
I think in some cases up to three Braille displays.
Mm. All right, so let's talk particulars then. What is so good about the Focus? What's going to make people choose it as opposed to other products that are out there?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. First of all, we are simultaneously releasing and producing three models of the Focus, all basically with the same features, but different size Braille displays. So there's going to be a 44 cell, a 70 cell, and an 84 cell Braille display. Again, for different purposes at this point, we kind of run the gamut from being able to provide portability to providing full access for those who are using terminal emulation and want to see entire lines at a time.
That's the strange numbers there. Why 84? Are you accounting for status cells in there, I guess?
That's correct, yes. Yeah. Up until now, we have not been providing status cells on our Braille displays, but on the Focus, we will. Okay. And these Focus status cells are selectable and movable, so you can either keep them on for status information from the computer, or turn them off and have an additional four cells of information that's provided. And it's also possible to either move the status cells from the left side of the display to the right side of the display.
Okay, so you've got this these different size Braille displays and presumably a cursor routing button above each cell.
That's correct. And some of the unique features, again, we've done some research with this, and we were looking for items. What I did was we pretty much researched against our own Braille display, which is the Power Braille. And, the Power Braille had a series of features that were very useful in the DOS world, switches that could be used, rocker switches, different types of access. But in the Windows environment, they became a little bit difficult to work with. For instance, in order to set Braille marking, as an example, It required you to remember that you pressed the concave and the convex keys by pressing the right rocker switch up in order to turn Braille marking on and off. And there was really no rhyme or reason to it at this point. It was a device that was adapted, you know, for a Windows environment when it may have made a little bit more sense in DOS. So what we took a look at was providing users with a logical method of entering commands that could work the Braille displays. And so what we decided to do is put a Braille keyboard onto the unit. Now this Braille keyboard is primarily for command input rather than data input.
That is command straight to the Braille display itself.
That's correct.
Right.
So we have a series of commands that can be used. We've broken them up into three areas. We have convenience commands. These are commands that are just entered on the Braille keyboard. So you can do some rapid things, say, for instance, like accessing the start menu in Windows by pressing an ST. Dots 3-4, which rapidly brings up the status cells. The start menu.
Right.
Or minimizing all applications and bringing you to the desktop simply by pressing the letter D. So there are a series of convenience commands that work in that way. Braille commands, things that actually affect the way the Braille is being used, are all done from corded commands. So they're, in a combination of keys plus the space bar will access the Braille commands. Windows commands, we've added a left shift and a right shift key to it. So all of the Windows commands are on a left shift key, roughly analogous to a control key, and a right shift key, and those are all JAWS commands.
Okay.
So, what that does is it provides the user with a much more logical method of remembering important key commands.
So you've got a 6-dot Braille keyboard, have you, and a space bar? Or
actually, it's an 8-dot.
It's an 8-dot, yeah.
Space bar and two shift keys.
Okay.
That are on either side of the space bar.
And you say that it's not intended for actual input of characters as such, but do you think that's a feature that JAWS and Focus will at some point offer so that you could sit at your Braille display typing in grade 2, for example?
As we get continued feedback from users on this, we may be, this could be something that could be added as we go along. Again, in the research, this was something that was fairly low on the priority list of what people wanted from the Braille display.
Right.
But it's certainly something, there's enough flexibility built into it that this could be added on at some point in the future.
I noticed that when I took a look at my latest JAWS, there's a whole new focus group of settings in there that seem to have quite a lot of flexibility and are pertinent specifically to focus.
Mm-hmm. There's a dialogue that deals with focus commands and allows you to set a number of different settings. One of them is, for instance, we mentioned the status cells and the ability to switch the status cells from the left side to the right side or turning them off. We've put in a feature that is known as VaraBraille. And what this does is allows the user to be able to set the amount of pressure that the Braille pins place, put against the finger. And so you can set a relatively light pressure or a fairly heavy pressure. Again, in response to some users who have some neuropathy and wanted a much more stiff Braille display, or at different times of the day would want to set the Braille display for different settings.
Yeah, I was intrigued with this because when you go to the shows and you get a chance to compare a whole lot of Braille displays side by side, and you talk to 3 or 4 different people, and they all have a view about which cells feel the clearest to them, and it is all to do with, I think, pressure and how far they come up and how solid they feel. Some people like them a bit more spongy than others.
Yes, that's true. And and some people like them, just kind of very rigid, just easier to work that way. So this was something that we researched and put into the unit and is available in JAWS.
Okay.
We've also put in another feature, a rapid read mode, and this is primarily to be used for reading text, longer pieces of material. There's some research, and the research actually goes back quite a bit, that shows that a shorter reading, a number of people favor a shorter Braille reading line to move rapidly through materials. And so it's possible to set this to the Braille display to a rapid read mode where you switch it, switch the size of the display from whatever size Braille display you have down to 20 cells. And you can place, you can start the 20 cells at any point on the Braille display.
I guess
again,
that,
this is another convenience features you know, to allow for kind of rapid reading. And you can switch between the modes of either using rapid reading or going to a full format display in order to you know to look at format.
Okay. Yeah. If you've got an 80-cell character, 80-cell display, that could be a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else of note in the JAWS support for this?
Well, one of the other things that we've also done is allowed people to set where the start and stop of the Braille line is. Again, this is another convenience feature to make sure that if there's anything that ever, you know, causes any problems with the you know, with a particular cell, that you can kind of bypass a troublesome cell, you know, until you know, maintenance is done on the unit, so you're not losing important information. So we've placed all of those, you know, those features within JAWS, and you know, are selectable on the Braille display.
Now,
we've also incorporated items, you know, the navigation that we've used on the note takers. We've incorporated WizWheels. If and you know, people who are familiar with WizWheels, these are basically wheels that sit on either side of the Braille display and allow you to navigate fairly rapidly. And either even program the whiz wheel separately to either lines, sentences, or paragraphs.
Okay, well, that's really useful when you're dealing with a in a word processing environment, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you interface with the Focus? What kind of ports does it have?
This is another unique feature. What we've done with it is that all of the Focus Braille displays are USB powered. So we have what we've done is we've placed two USB device ports on each unit, one on the left side and one on the right side. The idea behind this is that if the user the user's workstation is on the right side, that they can plug in the Braille display from the right-hand side. If the workstation is on the left side, they can plug in from the left-hand side, so you don't have wires crossing all over the place. All three units, from the 44 to the 84, are completely powered by the USB port. So they, under USB power, as long as you're using either the power from the the USB port directly from your computer, or a powered hub, none of the Focus units require any other external power.
Mm.
There's also a serial port for those people who are using NT, for instance, where there isn't USB support at this point, and you can also use the serial port for this. In that case, the unit has to be powered.
All right, and in that situation, can it run on batteries, or you've got to plug it into the mains?
There are no batteries. Everything is completely powered from the USB port.
That's a really intriguing idea. Can you do anything with the second port? I mean, if you connect it to the Focus with one USB port, can the second one serve as a...
No, at this point it can't. One of the items, what we've gone for is USB certification on this unit. And under USB certification, a USB device can only have one device port at this point. And so there's no pass-through on this. As soon as you've plugged in on one side, the other USB port is rendered inactive.
Right,
and
so
one of the things, you know, one of the things that is critical here is the amount of power that goes to the unit, because especially in the case of, say, the 84-cell display, we're drawing power, to run the entire Braille display from the USB port.
So it should be plug and play then. Presumably there's a driver that comes on a disk of some kind with it that you have to install when you first...
The driver is included with all versions of JAWS from JAWS 4.2, which is the current one that is shipping. So if JAWS detects that that Focus is there, it loads up the drivers and it's ready to go.
How about for people who don't have JAWS but want a Focus to work with another non-Freedom Scientific screen access product? Is support...
Well, we're currently working with other screen reader manufacturers to provide them with the driver information to be able to do this. We've just started with this, and I expect that to happen fairly quickly.
What are you going to be selling the Focus for then? Are you able to give us some rough pricing on this?
I can give you the U.S. pricing.
Yep.
On it is the 44 cell display is $5,495. The 70 cell display is $9,995, and the 84 cell display is $10,595.
Okay.
And that includes the Braille display, serial and USB cables, the carrying case for the 70 and the 44, depending on which unit you get. There's a dust cover for the 84. We don't expect people traveling a lot with the 84. And also a very unique adjustable keyboard stand that will be coming with all three units.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, there's a channel that is built into the back of the Braille display, and what you do is you slide this adjustable keyboard stand onto the back of this onto this channel, and it can actually work as a handle. At this point, you can open up this handle, and we have two adjustable legs that come out from the back of the handle and allow you to adjust both the angle of the Braille display and the angle of either your keyboard or your laptop computer by placing it on this unit. And there are a number of different settings that make for a comfortable fit between the Braille display and the keyboard that you're using.
You've got to set your desk up right when you have a Braille display to make it easy and so that your hands aren't going all over the place from the keyboard to the display.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what we've done with this is, you know, number one, the Braille display itself is relatively slimline. It's only about 5.5 inches deep, and we've set the Braille cells in such a way that there's a relatively short distance between the keyboard that you're using and the Braille display itself. And this combination of being able to adjust the angle and to move it is what we were looking for, some ergonomic convenience in this way, by allowing the user to be able to move the Braille display and the keyboard around to find a comfortable position and to move it often.
Now, just listening to your pricing model there, it's really clear that it's the price of the cells that puts these things up when you compare the difference between the 40 cell and the 84 cell.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been looking actively at these new technologies that we often hear about? We had someone on Main Menu talking about them quite some time back, and recently on an email list I saw something about another new technology that was supposed to bring the cost of Braille cells right down. Does Freedom Scientific have a view on that or some sort of research path going on?
Well, we do have a search path going on for this, and what we're looking for are the most responsive Braille displays. At the current time, the piezoelectric cells, while a bit more expensive, are certainly the most responsive cells that are out there right now. As the price goes down and the responsiveness goes up on other technologies, we can certainly take a look at making changes to whatever units we have that are using refreshable Braille cells at this point. But right now what we're doing is going with a proven technology that, while expensive, is extremely reliable.
Right, and in a critical job situation, that's what you've got to have.
Yes, and very responsive. I mean, that's another thing that we've been impressed with, especially on the USB port, is the responsiveness of this Braille display.
Excellent. If people want to find out more information about the Focus, what can they do?
Well, there's a couple of things they can do. They can call any of the dealers that sell Freedom Scientific products. They can certainly call our sales department, the 800 number. I know that you have a worldwide audience, but I'll give the 800 number here. It's 800-444-4443. And very shortly, there will be information on our website at www.freedomscientific.com.
And for our U.S. listeners who are going to either convention, I presume it will be showing off proudly there.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
That's great. Well, nice to see it out, and we'll look forward to hearing people's experiences with this, and I appreciate you coming on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan.